This week's show contains some language that some listeners might consider offensive.
Las caras lindas de mi gente negra son un desfile de velas en flor que cuando pasa frente a mí se alegra.
That is the golden voice of the great Puerto Rican vocalist Ismael Rivera and the song Las Caras Lindas. He's a pioneer in the musical form that became known as salsa, but he was also a pioneer in writing about the African heritage of the Caribbean.
On this week's Alt Latino, we are taking a look at Afro-Puerto Rican pride, and we've invited one musician to talk to us about his own experiences with Afro-Puerto Rican pride. We're going to be talking to Puerto Rican rapper Tego Calderon.
But we're not going to be talking about his music. We're going to be talking about his admiration for Ismael Rivera's early efforts at celebrating the Afro-Puerto Rican culture. And I say early efforts because it's early compared to the work and the music of the golden era of salsa in the late 70s.
Felix, do you remember a very lonely, sad week in March in which I was away in Puerto Rico?
Lonely and sad?
Well, I was in Puerto Rico back in March, and I stopped by Tego Calderon's studio in Santurce. He has been on Alt Latino in the past talking about his own work and his story. But back then, he talked to us a little bit about his interest in celebrating Afro-Puerto Rican culture. So when I was back on the island, I decided to just swing by and talk to him and tape an entire show about this topic. He started off talking about a place in Puerto Rico called Loíza and about the role that Loíza has in Black history on the island. He also talked about the influence his family had on making him so conscious of his roots.
My family always taught me the importance of Loíza, the town next to where I'm from, that is full of tradition and culture. And my father always told me that it didn't matter that I was from Rio Grande, not from Loíza, but it was my pops who always told me the importance of Loíza and the Afro music bomba in this case.
For people who don't know, what is bomba and what is one bomba song everyone should start off listening to?
Bomba is African beat. When I was in Africa, in Sierra Leone, everything come from there. You know it, but when you're there and you experience, you see the rhythms and you see the dances, and you realize that we Africans, we really African. They stole our culture, they stole our people from there, and they brought the music over here, and we think it's ours, but it's African music, basically, and it's played with this one drum.
Let's listen to Tego Calderon's Ode to Loíza. This is off of his album El Abayarde, which was one of the first reggaeton albums to make it big in the continental U.S.
Oye, ando sin prisa, pero tu lentitud me coleriza. Y es que no brega con Loíza, no brega. Me quiere hacer pensar que soy parte de una trilogía racial donde tu mundo es igual, sin trato especial, sin perdonar. Eres tú quien no te sabe disculpar, no sé cómo justifica tanto mal. Es que tu historia es vergonzosa, entre otras cosas. Cambiaste la cadena por esposa. No todos somos iguales en términos legales, y eso está probado en los tribunales. En lo claro, la justicia se tiene con cascajo. Oye, por eso estamos como estamos.
Que
si no llevo pa' abogado, te provee uno el Estado. Pero hermano, te llevo quien te trajo. Te matan y no desenfundan. Las aulas se te inundan. Asistencia legal es defensa de segunda. Nunca va a haber justicia sin igualdad. Maldita maldad que destruye la humanidad. ¿Con qué potestad va a quitarme la libertad? Si yo no reconozco su autoridad. Hipócrita, vanidad, falsedad, cantidad.
muchos de estos sin felicidad. Yo no tengo nada, solo esta letra encabrona y la capacidad de no creer en tu verdad. ¿Quién más? Se le ocurriría saturar la mente a niños inocentes con educación inconsistente, manipulada viciosamente. Conveniencia del prominente, de los pudientes. En el pasado se curaron, abusaron y yo me niego a no darme por enterado. Se dice que las cosas han cambiado. No te duermas, los anormales andan con palo. Porque he oído a Rubén Berrío abogar por los míos. Por eso en ninguno confío. Todos con bien que mi pueblo negro no padece. Pues que tú crees que se lo merece. Poco a poco, negrito, ponte mañoso. Vive orgulloso, el todopoderoso es como nosotros. Pues son Nietzsche, que se creen mejores por sus profesiones, por tener facciones de sus opresores. Si una buena madre sus hijos no daña, cabrones, lambones, pa'l carajo España. Ja, yo soy Nietzsche, orgulloso de mis raíces, de tener mucha vez mis grandes narices. Si sufriendo dejamos de ser felices, por eso es que papá Dios nos bendice. Nunca va a haber justicia sin igualdad, maldita maldad que destruye la humanidad. ¿Con qué potestad va a quitarme la libertad si yo no reconozco su autoridad?
Tego's story and his song talk about the historical significance of Luisa, but during the interview, I was fascinated by the fact that he spoke very, very candidly about the Black Puerto Rican experience in the past and in the present.
And what he said to me is that part of the problem, a significant part of the problem, is lack of education about Black history in Puerto Rico in the Puerto Rican school system.
Black Puerto Ricans are second-class citizens. Most of the Black population don't even realize it, because you grow up, they don't teach you anything in school for you to be proud of, not even about the American culture, the Black side of the American culture, the Martin Luther King or the Malcolm X, or people like that you could identify with. And they only talk about slavery here, that we should be thankful for not being slave anymore. And I was watching Django, that movie from, what's his name, Jamie Foxx. And in Puerto Rico, they created a lot of house niggas. That's what they created in the public system.
That was a very, very strong statement.
Part of Tego's consciousness comes from his father. He says that his father really raised him to understand his own African heritage in Puerto Rico.
He always taught me the importance of being Black, and I grew up different to other kids, and I thought I didn't feel how fortunate I was. I thought my father was a little bit crazy, because we didn't have Santa Claus, we didn't have Thanksgiving, he didn't let me get Atari, and he didn't let me watch Star Wars, all that stuff, and I grew up differently to everybody. And when I went to Miami, I started listening to hip-hop, and there was, at that time, Public Enemy, KRS-One, with that Afro-conscious music. Everything that my father told me made sense, because these cool people was saying the same thing that my father always taught me.
Felix, you know what's interesting? He said that he feels in Puerto Rico, race issues are a lot more subtle, whereas in the U.S. it's very in your face, and you can't really ignore it.
It was a reality shock when I got to Miami, and there I realized that who I was and what he was talking about, because here it's like under the rock. In the States, it's in your face. You don't belong. I don't know which one is worse. In the States, I realized that everything he taught me, he helped me to deal with the situation in Miami. It was cultural shock to me.
Here come the drums.
Let's listen to a Public Enemy song. This is Can't Trust It. Studio in Santurce in Puerto Rico was wallpapered with Ismael Rivera posters, pictures of Ismael Rivera. You would have thought that Ismael Rivera was, you know, an uncle. And Tego says that, in fact, Ismael Rivera felt like a family member, and that his family really was impacted in the 60s with the lyrics and the music that Ismael Rivera did, to the point that, yeah, he feels like a part of the family. But he clarified it wasn't always a straightforward message of Black pride, like you would hear maybe later on with Public Enemy. A lot of times race was approached through humor. And Tego used the song Negrito Bembón as an example. And Felix, that's a song about, basically the story that the song tells is a policeman who arrives at the scene of the crime. A Black man has been killed. The policeman is also Black. And the policeman asks the murderer, "Why did you kill this man?" And the murderer says, "Because he had big lips." And the policeman covers his own face and says, "That's not a good reason."
The way they approach Black pride in salsa most of the time is like trying to be funny about it.
Trying to be funny how?
For example, there's this song called Negro Bembón. You grow up listening to that and you think it's funny, but it's not. And that's the way Puerto Ricans, Black Puerto Ricans, deal with the Blackness, getting used to the abuse.
You know, I guess there's that whole theory that you make jokes about what makes you uncomfortable. You deal with pain by making jokes, right?
It might be, but in this case, it's like you're making music for a white audience. And at that time, those were the 50s or the 60s. They didn't have the courage to say it otherwise. But the song really has a message.
Y arrestaron al matón y uno de los policías que también era bembón. Le tocó la mala suerte de hacer la investigación. Le tocó la mala suerte de hacer la investigación. ¿Y saben la pregunta que le hizo al matón? ¿Por qué lo mató? Diga usted la razón. ¿Y saben la respuesta que le dio el matón? Yo lo maté por ser tan bembón. El guardia escondió la bemba y le dijo...
Tego is such a big fan of Ismael Rivera that he mentioned another song that dealt with race in a very interesting way.
Well, again, you can feel there's a humor in this story. He's singing about being light-skinned. Ismael Rivera was light-skinned. And how black women and white women rejected him. So he was talking jokingly about this, but there's a lot of pain and discomfort underlying the joke.
Ismael was a light-skinned, and he's talking that he goes to a party and the white ladies didn't want him there and they threw him out, so he came back to the black girls and the black girls didn't want him there either and tell him go with the whiteies. And
what is that Ismael Rivera song called, the one about the party?
The one about the party, Nietzsche. Nietzsche. Yo soy un Nietzsche, que nací café con leche.
Me colé en una fiesta a la cual no me invitaron y me echaron, me botaron. Cuando quise regresar a vacilar con la negrita, a coro todas dijeron, Maelo, vuelve atrás con tu blanquita. Y me echaron, que mira, me botaron. Quema.
Por eso yo me voy con mi cantar otro solar. Por eso yo me voy con mi cantar otro solar.
Ahora las blanquitas que allá pero conmigo ya no quieren vacilar. Tampoco las negritas de acá conmigo ya no quieren banchar.
Por eso yo
ahora las negritas de acá, pero conmigo ya no quieren vacilar. Tampoco las negritas de allá, conmigo ya no quieren banchar.
Y por eso yo me voy con mi cantar otro solar. Por eso yo me voy con mi cantar otro solar. Goza mi rumba en el solar.
Goza mi rumba, rumbero, vive mi rumba, sonero.
Goza mi rumba.
Felix, earlier you said that Fania would change the conversation about race in music. How did that happen?
Well, one of the things that they did is they took the song form that's pretty much intact from the music that we hear from the 60s from Ismael Rivera, because Fania came about in the early 70s. That's when they really started recording and producing music. So the song form is more or less intact. There's some jazzier arrangements. The recording technology is different, so it has a lot more dynamic and vibrant feel to it. But they also used traditional folk rhythms, Afro-Caribbean folk rhythms from Cuba and Puerto Rico, as part of the base of the music. So it wasn't just mambo cha-cha-cha. It was guaguancó from Cuba. It was plena. It was bomba from Puerto Rico. And one of the songs that really crystallized that for me was by Celia Cruz and Johnny Pacheco, and it's called Quimbara. And it starts with a very, very traditional Afro-Cuban guaguancó.
But now that's Cuban, and we're in Puerto Rico.
But the point is that Celia Cruz was celebrating her African heritage, just as other musicians were doing at the time.
Bye.
And was that frowned upon before, doing stuff like guaguancó? And
it wasn't popular because it was considered almost like hillbilly music. It's very rural. It's like comparing a Delta blues to, you know, a hip hop song. You know, they don't really match, but they're actually at the core, there's a little bit of both in each.
And that leads to my next question for Tego, which was, I wanted him to fast forward to the genre he's known for, which is rap and reggaeton.
And he summed up your conversation by drawing a very clear historical line between the oral traditions of African slaves and rap.
I see it because this is obviously black music. This is Jamaican dancehall, Jamaican dembow, and rhyming. Rap been around for, slaves been doing this for years. And this is what we do. So rap ain't nothing new.
Very astute observation from Tego Calderon. I really enjoyed your conversation with him.
It was so much fun hanging out with him.
We do want to remind our listeners that you can hear every song that we've played on the show today on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We always have great conversations there, but especially with topics like these, we want to know your thoughts. I want to give a special thanks to Ezequiel Rodriguez from WRTU in Puerto Rico. He not only does all of their technical operations, he hosts an awesome show. It's called Frecuencias Alternas. For all of you listeners who have asked me, what podcast can I listen to in Spanish to practice my Spanish? Listen to Frecuencias Alternas and support Puerto Rican public radio.
My name is Felix Contreras.
I'm Jasmine Garst.
This has been Alt Latino.
Antes muerto que vendido, más claro no canto un gallo. Pa' hablarte claro, bien jodido yo estuviera sin Perú y sin medallo, sin mi religión, sin este rey con mi hermano, sin el oso blanco y sin todo lo malo, sin mis padres, Cortijo, Ismael y el hip hop, Rubén Blades, Bob Marley, Vico, Marvin y la voz, Dominicana, Cuba, Borinquen y Nueva York, Buenaventura, Colombia, Panamá y el Chocó. ¿Qué fue? Original gallo del país.